Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. You know, I want you to holler at me. 347-826-7435 is that call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you don't want to holler at me, I understand. You can give me an email. SmoothDrama@SmoothDrama.com. I know some of y'all are scared, but I ain't that scary. You can email me, SmoothDrama@SmoothDrama.com. If you ghost listening, jump to the chat room. Holla at your boy. And I ask you, social media. You can go to the Smooth Drama Facebook page, or you can just go to Facebook and request me. I will answer your request, unless you're like Bubba from the Backwoods Show. I kid, Bubba. No, I don't. Or just Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, that's me. Holla at your boy. I will holla back. Whatever medium you want to talk on, I got you. In the meantime, thinking about I got you. I've seen these commercials, the most interesting man in the world. You know, they got a new one. And I don't know, but he looked like a starving Cro-Magnon man. I'm like trying to see what's so interesting about this cat. Like, oh, he played college football while in high school. I'm like, that's not necessarily cool. I don't know. I just saw it. I thought it was really, really stupid. And I'm going to continue to think that it's really stupid. Something else that I thought was really, really stupid. I'm watching Golden State against Houston. And my favorite basketball player, JaVale McGee, gets in the game. And me and the homie was talking. He has, and ladies, y'all remember this because dudes was doing it for y'all. They had, remember that the shag that you had in the back of your of the neck back in the days in the 80s? You remember there was the Jerry curl, and then there was the dudes that had that tail in the back. JaVale McGee has a tail in his back. It's 2016 and he has the tail in his back. It's like, I watch Golden State Warriors just so I can see JaVale McGee go in and do something stupid, and bam, he should be all shacked in the fool just because he has that tail in the back of his head. I'm sorry. If you saw it, if somebody has a picture of it, please. I mean, it was like one of those things. I wish I had a screenshot. It was amazing. You don't think that stuff can happen in 2016, but nope. Mm-mm. I'm JaVale McGee, and I approve this shag. Oh, man. Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse. I mean, you know, these dudes, they dress different nowadays. And, I mean, they're whack hairstyles, whatnot. And, you know, I don't begrudge nobody for wanting to be different. Hey, if that's you, that's how you living, that's how you putting it out there, put it down. I mean, because I want to say, because they're the hammer pants, but the dudes nowadays, they wear the skinny jean hammer pants. Because you remember, hammer pants used to be like really, really baggy, and it's like you could like wear a diaper in the hammer pants, but now they like, it's like skinny jean hammer pants. So it's like they're tights almost, and then they get a little baggy up by your nutsack, but they're just enough so it looks really, really weird. I don't know. I'm gonna get off that. I'm gonna talk about something else that people do, and that was kind of funny. Levi's CEO, the NRA is mad at him because Chip Burr wrote an open letter to his customers asking them to leave their guns at home when they go shopping for Levi's in Levi's stores. Now, I'm quoting Chip. Providing a safe environment to work and shop is a top priority for us at Levi's, Strauss & Company. That imperative is quickly challenged, however, when a weapon is carried into one of our stores. Recently, we had an incident in one of our stores where a gun inadvertently went off, injuring the customer who was carrying it. Now, Burr said that this is not like an outright ban on guns, just a simple request to be mindful and perhaps keep the rifle in the car or on the gun rack as opposed to bringing it in the store. You know, they're like mad at him, like, what? Why we can't bring our gun into the store? I'm like, white people, hey, I know for y'all, you feel unsafe out there because, you know, black folks is attacking white people every day on the block. Been attacking y'all for like, what, the past 400 years, just jumping out the bushes, cutting white people left and right. So you feel like you need to have that gun with you. And I mean, every time I hear a story about these folks shooting themselves because they got a gun, I'm like, I'm happy. I don't know what other words I can use, but I'm very happy. I can honestly say that because, hey, you know, you feel the need to, I mean, one, you're bringing a gun into a retail store. That doesn't suggest robbery and that. I mean, because, hey, you're white. You can be trusted with a gun in the store with money and other goods, because you're not in there to rob anyone. You're just in there to purchase whatever. Oh, and my homie Taj Malik hooked it up and got the JaVale McGee shag. Oh, my life is so much better now. I'm done. I don't even need to do. I'm in the show now. I'm just gonna go stare at the JaVale McGee shag. Oh, please, if you're listening, you're going to chat room, please just click on the link, open it up in the tab. You have to see it. It is, I'm gonna make it my screensaver. But anyway, back to white people, because I'm digressing. White people, I know. You need them guns. We know how scary it is out there for the 400 people, 400 years of oppression that black folks have put on you, and you feel like you need to have those guns. And hey, I mean, you never know when you're in the back by the multicolored bleach Levi's that a black dude will come out and be like, hey, run them Skechers you got on. I'm sorry. Oh, white people. Y'all kill me with this. And they're upset the whole time about boycotting Levi's because he had the nerve to say, hey, don't bring a gun into a retail store. Horrible, ain't it? just horrible. Now let some black folks walk into the retail store with their rifle on their shoulder, like, hey, I'm protecting myself. It's my Second Amendment right. We already know what's going to happen. Everybody know what's going to happen, but it, you know, seems like we're not going to say white. I hate using the word that the media puts out, oh, white privilege, all this stuff. Just call it what it is. The double standard, like, yeah, it's race. It's all the way, like, it's never not been racist, but the fact that you would put it out there like, oh, well, it's different because they're upholding their rights. Shit, let me walk into any store. Now, I'm a comic book nerd. And see if my ass gets shot up. But I'm not going to go there because it's that festive time of the year that y'all all love and I hate with all my heart. So we could be in Austria, though. Austria is holding down the tradition of old Saint Nick. like he was originally intended. They have what they call their annual Krampus run with dozens of performers dressed up as the Santa Claus creature, which, according to the tradition in some parts of Europe, which they obviously still celebrate, Krampus, a.k.a. Satan Claus, beats naughty children with a bundle of sticks and carries them off in a basket on his back. Now, I know some of y'all, maybe, I mean, because, you know, you talk about the origins of Christmas, and folks not trying to hear you, like, hey, why are you fucking with Jesus? Hey, I won't mess with y'all holiday. I'm just going to say, Santa Claus, you know, that fictitious white man that's supposed to come down your chimney and drop some presents off, and you'll be happy you leave him cookies and milk and all that other foolishness, actually comes from Krampus, who actually beats your kids, the whole naughty or nice. He beats your kids with sticks and carries them off in the basket on his back, which is why he had that bag in the first place, so he can take your kids, go sacrifice them, eat them, whatever. You know, that whole cannibalism thing. Cause I'm guessing, because, you know, you have legends, you have traditions. Now, I know it's sacrilege for some, but satanic worship and sacrifices and stealing kids and sacrificing them, which was kind of in your Bible where they said that it said that God said, hey, sacrifice your kid. No, don't sacrifice your kid. I just was testing your faith. Over in Europe, they was just, hey, your kid's bad. I'm going to take him and sacrifice him. And it's going to be all good. You know, they kind of believe in that kind of stuff. That's the origin. I mean, it's sort of like Christmas tree, right? You know, the ornaments on the Christmas tree, those were like animal parts. It's one of those well-known things that nobody wants to talk about. And folks will say, oh, well, I don't know. I mean, because we Google everything nowadays, right? Except for stuff that is true. This is one of them, you know, Satan Claus, stealing your kids, beating your kids, killing your kids, probably eating your kids, or, you know, tearing off their body parts and hanging it on the Christmas tree like the Druids used to do. But you ain't hear that from me. I'm just passing on secondhand knowledge that nobody cares about because it's the most wonderful time of the year, right? We're all happy, even though a couple more people died shopping. I don't even want to go. I mean, I'm scared to go anywhere near a mall. I mean, I wanted to go. I'm a comic book. I wanted to go to the comic book store, but I thought, damn, if I go to the comic book store, it's almost like, you know how we felt before Trump got elected? Like, you were scared to, like, get in your car because the police might get you. That's how I feel about going to the store now. I'm not even afraid of the police no more. I'm scared of going to the store and somebody trying to kill me because I parked in the spot that they perceived that was theirs. Or, shit, I'm just going to the store. Oh, he got money. He going to the store. I'm going to rob him so that I can buy a Christmas gift. It's just one of them things. It happens. So that's what I'm kind of scared of right now. But that's just me. I guess I'm bitch made soft like that. Anyway, going on break. This is Nas. They shooting. Made you look.
For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's Nas, yo. Grey Goose and a whole lot of hydro. Only describe us as soldier survivors. Stay laced in the best, well dressed with finesse in the white tee, looking for white meat. Saw a girl who fly and talk so nicely. Put her in the coupe so she can feel the night breeze. We can drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless. Say the titties is out. Newness, here's the anthem. Put your hands up that you shoot with, count your loot with. Push the pool stick in your new crib, same hand that you hold with. Swing around like you're stupid. King of the town, yeah, I've been that. You know I click clack, where you and your men's at? Through the smurf, through the wop, baseball bat. Rooftop like we bringin' 88 back. They shootin'. Oh, I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters, with them dimes at. They shootin'. Oh, I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters at, with them dimes at. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat pot. My live niggas split up the reaper. Truck in the car, we got the street sweeper. Don't start none, won't be none. No reason for your man to panic. You don't want to see no ambulance. Knock a pimp drink down in his pimp cup. That's the way you get Timberland up. Let the music diffuse all the tension. Ball of convention, free admission. Hustlers, dealers, and killers can move swift. Girls get close, you can feel where the dudes kept. All my just coming homies, parole. Get money, leave the beef alone slowly. Get out my face, you people so phony. Pull out my waist, the eagle so phony. They shooting. Oh, I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters, with them dimes at. They shooting. Oh, I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters at, with them dimes at. Yo, my mood is real rude. I lay you out, show you what still do. Monsters don't box my punch out of logic. Every invitation to fight your punk asses. Like Punch said, you ain't even in the class. Made back, spin back, seat, TV plasma. Ladies looking for athletes or rappers. Whatever you choose, whatever you do. Make sure he a thug in intelligence too. Like a real thoroughbred is. Show me love, let me feel how the head is. Females who's the sexiest, it's always the nastiest. And I like a little sassiness, a lot of class. Mommy reaching your bag, past the fifth. I'm a leader at last, it's a don you with. My nines are spit, niggas lose consciousness.
Together you got to move, drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Nas. Made you look. If you didn't see it, it's your fault. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Please, as always, I'm begging y'all. I'm pleading with you. Click on the link and look at JaVale McGee's shag. It's top five dead or alive. I'm just saying, JaVale McGee. Now, of course, comes that part of the show that I like, my dumb ass of the week. But this week, I'm combining my dumb ass of the week with my hater of the week. So, yeah. There we go. All right. My dumbass of the week and hater of the week all at the same time. Dr. Michelle Herron, who is a pediatric anesthesiologist at Denver Health Medical Center and a faculty member at the University of Colorado School of Medicine. She went on Facebook because she's on Facebook. She said, Michelle Obama has a monkey face. And let me say it. Let me say it because I don't think I'm doing it justice. I'm going to let her words say it. Doesn't seem to be speaking too eloquently here. Thank God we can't hear her. Monkey face and poor Ebonic English. There, I feel better and I'm still not racist. Just calling it like it is. Now, it's funny because it's always. I'm trying to think of the word that you call somebody, not that she's racist, but that's ugly. You know the kind of women that at the club we used to say they were the 115 woman. You know they're waiting till they call for the last call for alcohol because nobody's talking to them all night and they're like, all right, everybody liquored up. I look better when everybody's drunk. And I can go home, I can get some. This is Dr. Michelle Herron. She's one of them. You know, like the other ones. You know, they're all 115 women. Like I'm gonna get mine late at night. Anyway, I'm not a racist. She has a monkey face and poor Ebonic English. I'm not a racist. See, now what they don't understand, and I mean, I'm hoping this happens. I don't know how the Obamas are, but my experience, what I've seen in life, generally, the people who have gone after the president, when the presidents get out of the presidency, those people mysteriously die. All their enemies. It's one of those things that just happens. Nobody talks about it. But like with the Clintons, you know, all them people that was dissing them, that was going after them, how they all mysteriously died from all kind of ailments. Planes crashing, whatever. Like, I'm guessing we will never hear from the guy who threw them shoes at George Bush. You know, it just, I'm guessing he died one of the most gruesome deaths. I would take a guess that Bush might have flown there or had him flown somewhere and personally tortured his ass himself. See, what I hope, like all them dudes, like Obama's got a list, right? Like, you know what? I ain't president no more. I'm going to wait a couple years. Have all these fools kidnapped. And then personally torture them, beat them, whatever. Michelle Herron. Because one, she's getting fired from her job. And, you know, she, down the line, she'll probably get her job back, whatnot, because nobody cares what people say about Michelle Obama or Barack, for that matter. But I'm hoping. You know, it's one of my profound hopes that they have their death list. And that Michelle's like, all right, put that bitch on the list too. And they can, I mean, because people forget that when you're a power broker, and I know a lot of presidents are figureheads, right? But they're still powerful, ruthless people. Still. Yeah, they answer to more powerful, ruthless people. But you don't get into those positions by being, like, nice people. I mean, relatively speaking, as far as the ruthless people go, they may be nice people. But for us average everyday citizens, yeah, they're ruthless villains. I'm just saying. It's my hope that them, you know, all those people that talk that, they get on that death list and they get taken out. As well as we talk about what I always say to every racist hater. I always wish them cancer of the balls, cancer of the dick, breast cancer, cancer of the vagina. However you can get cancer, and it's most painful, I wish that on all the racist haters. And, you know, any racists out there right now who think about harming black folks, I wish cancer on you. And I hope it's very, very painful and never stops hurting. That's just me. I'm just built like that. But anyway, I'm gonna get into something else. One, Proposition 57, which allows nonviolent offenders to be eligible for parole. Unfortunately, it's reducing the sentences of inmates who have committed nonviolent things, but they show good behavior. But they're including rapists and human traffickers. And, you know, human traffickers is that nice word for slave traders. I mean, I know you're not supposed to say slavery ended in 18 whatever, as these so-called folks say. Whereas in reality, we know slavery has never stopped. They just call it human trafficking now, because I guess human trafficking means that you still not taking people from their natural land and forcing them to do whatever you want for free. I mean, that's kind of what human traffickers do. I mean, we read the story and they say human traffickers, but it's like, that's what Christopher Columbus did. He was an admitted slave trader. Every slave trader did that same thing. But now, I guess 21st century, it's not slave trading, it's human trafficking. Anyway, under Proposition 57, these people get out. Don't get me wrong, there's some crazy ass people in jail, right? And some of them just, they don't never need to get out. They can stay locked up forever, and it's all good. But, hey, slave traders should never get out. I mean, slave traders are on my list of people who deserve cancer. In the balls, in the dick, and vagina. Because they're female slave traders also. So, you know, I wish that on them. But under Prop 57, they can get out. Not even talking about rapists, you know, because they always categorize these rapists like, oh, well, they roofied them and they just had sex with them and it wasn't that bad. But, you know, if it wasn't that bad, why they have to roof you? Get them drunk and take it. If it's not that bad. But they're rapists. Rape is about power over someone. Just overpowering someone to and feeling good about it. you let them out too. I mean, when I think of nonviolent people, I'm talking about people who sell weed, who got caught for weed, whatever. I mean, we know there's a lot of people who went to jail for like weed and stuff like that. That's nonviolent offenders. Dudes who steal people from other places and sell them and ruin their lives. And like rapists also. Rapists ruin people's lives. People are fucked up after they're raped, molested. It's real tough to come back from that shit and be normal. But they're eligible for parole. Prop 57. That's why I always say no to every proposition. One, because all these propositions are talking about, oh, a tax on this. I'm not voting for no damn taxes. I'm always talking about this. If there's a proposition that's talking about taxing something, why am I voting? I'm already paying taxes. We already get unfairly taxed twice any goddamn way. And you're going to vote for another tax? No. Every proposition, no. Every year. You say, you vote for president? No, I ain't vote for president. I don't care if it's electoral college. But propositions, I vote no on all them bitches. Because I don't want to be taxed extra. I like my money. I'm already taxed. And the person who I hang with, the corporation that I'm a part of, hey, we pay taxes too. So it's like I'm two people in one. As y'all know, corporations are a person according to the Supreme Court, right? So, you know, I pay taxes. And then that person who is a part of me but not a part of me that I speak through, maybe I'm possessing it, whatever, I don't know, but he gets taxed too. So it's like I get taxed like three times because, you know, there's the tax all year, and then there's that beginning of the year tax, and if you own property, then there's that other tax there also. It's like, man. Just propositions left and right. And every proposition is like a sex toy. Only it's like them bondage sex toys that are like way too gruesome, like 10,000 ways to die sex toys where they got like instead of being pleasurable, they got like metal spikes. So when it gets in you, it's like puncturing your butthole. And there's no lube. It's just a killer. All these propositions. Somebody find me a good proposition. I will bow down to it. I will eat my words. If you can find one proposition that's worth anything, that's not fucking you in the ass. And for some of you who like being fucked in the ass, hey, thumbs up to you. Do your thing. I myself, I don't like being fucked in the ass. I'm a fucker, not a fucky. That makes sense, fucky. Is that the right way to say it? Anyway, speaking of fuckies, in slavery, I don't know if y'all saw Sherry Papini. The kidnapping case here in California, where they're talking about how she was missing for 22 days and she was beaten and her nose was broke, hair cut, and she was in chains and branded. And I mean, it's on Today's Show, and it's like, major, getting major play. It's like every time I'm flipping channels, they got Sherry Papini on there. And I mean, it's some terrible shit, right? You know, because they're like, it's the hallmarks of sex trafficking. We don't know how she did it. And it might be related to a cartel or a sex trafficking operation. We don't have specific information if it was related to a cartel or human trafficking, but it's there. They found her like 4:30 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day on the side of a county road about 150 miles south of her home. And they said, I quote, she was abducted by people who were Hispanic, armed, and driving a dark SUV. Now, one thing I know about slavery is, like, if they abduct you and got away with it, they don't drop you off on the side of the road. I mean, last time I checked, slavery was a profit-driven industry where you get the product, you sell the product somewhere where they can't, you know, they can't get out and tell the story. Now, it's convenient that, I'd say, a white woman would say, hey, these Hispanics kidnapped me, branded me, cut my hair, and for 22 days they had me. They did all kinds of unspeakable things to me, and then they dropped me off on the side of a road, 150 miles south of her home. Now, let me tell you what I think happened. I'm thinking, like, most of these, what's the fairy tale? The boy who cried wolf, only this is the woman who cried wolf. And, I mean, white woman who cried wolf, because, you know, we have to be specific here. The white woman who cried wolf, and, yeah. Because Hispanics are, because, you know, back in the days, about 100 years ago, it was the black dude. The black dude did it. And then they go and kill a bunch of black people. Because, you know, that was the weekend sport. And so, now, of course, it's Mexicans' turn. So, Hispanic men. So, I told G-Spot, I was like, hey, man, you know, you got to watch yourself. You're a Hispanic male, so-called Hispanic male. You might be like, you know, you're kidnapping white people. You have to watch yourself. He's in a neighborhood where they're predisposed to be more white people than anything else in the Bay Area. So, if you're listening, G-Spot, I hope you strapped, but you can't bring it into the Levi's store because they don't want it. But you might want to, you know, you get approached by a few Caucasian males. They may not want your autograph. I don't know if you're, like, famous enough yet, but, yeah. I think she's lying. The story sounds like some of the biggest pile of bullshit ever. 22 days they're holding a white woman and cutting her hair and all this other stuff, and then let her go. And then sex trafficking. Yeah, fuck that. Nah. She was with a lover. She was gonna try to go the way. All of a sudden, shit didn't go right. Okay, what can I do? Drop me off. I mean, come on. That's how that goes. There ain't no other way that went down. But, hey, as it stands now, if you're quote-unquote Hispanic, which basically means you speak Spanish, your Spanish oppressor's language, your ass is in trouble. They coming for you. So, I mean, if you're Hispanic, you speak Spanish, brush up on your English. I don't know what else to say. As I said, G-spot. You know, Puerto Rican, Mexican, they don't really tell the difference between y'all. I mean, you got the New York accent, but I don't think they really don't care. So, it's funny how these things go in cycles, but it's always the same catalyst. A white woman lies about something, and a whole bunch of people get dead. What a shock. I'm going on break, though, because I don't want to talk about them. I'm going to do like Ice Cube. Talk about us.
Yo, where the fuck is that little boy at? Daddy, where is your ass?
What is it, man? Yo, Bone, man. When I get 14, man, I want to buy me a red top train with some gold.
Man, fuck that shit, man. You need to take your ass to school, get your motherfucking job,
man,
and
fuck
shit.
Fuck that, man. Fuck you, man. Look here. When I get 14, man, I want to buy me a red top train on some gold things with a three-wheel motion, 10-wheel put out, three-finger ring, fat-ass link, and a big booty bitch to go with.
Fuck, break them off, son.
It's really insane. Young brothers and sisters today have a lack of understanding of what it really means to be black.
Tell me who unleashed our animal instincts, and the white man sitting there tickle pink, laughing at us on the avenue, but they got to each other after having brew. We can't enjoy ourselves, too busy jealous at each other's blood becoming up just in me, but the black community is full of envy.
Oh shit.
Too much backstabbing. Why I look out the window, I see all the Japs grabbing every vacant lot in my neighborhood.
Yep.
Build a store and sell their goods. Build a county rust. You know us poor niggas, nappy hair and big lips. Four or five babies on your crop, and you expect Uncle Sam to help us out. We ain't nothing but porch monkeys to the average bigot, redneck honky. Your fight coming up is a month, but before we can come up, take a look at us.
Break them off some.
Cause you kill us. You got touched when you started clanging notes. But you ain't built up the supermarket so we can spend the money with the box. Too busy buying golden Cadillacs. That's what you're doing with the money that you're raising, exploiting us like the Caucasians did.
Yep.
For 400 years, I got 400 tears for 400 peers. Died last year from gang related crimes. That's why I got gang related rhymes.
Right.
But when I do a show to kick some facts, us blacks don't know how to act. Sometimes I believe. Mess it up ourselves and blame the white man. But don't point the finger, you jigaboo. Take a look at yourself, you dumb nigga, you. Pretty soon, hip hop won't be so nice, no ice cube, just vanilla
man.
Ice. And you're sitting screaming, cops, but it's no one to blame. But yeah, but why is it that one motherfucker could ruin it for 22,000 motherfuckers when they want to come see a good jam? You know what I'm saying? Hey, you sell something, you know what I'm saying?
Break them off some.
I'm gonna try my damnedest to blow his motherfucking head off.
We'll always sing the blues, cause all we care about is hairstyles and tennis shoes. And if you step on mine, you push the button, cause I'll beat you down like it ain't nothing. Just like a beast, but I'm the first nigga to holler rock.
Peace, black
man. I be your wife and children to a folk. When I get drunk and smoke dope, got a bad heart condition.
What?
The ship alone. No respect and ignored. And I'm having more babies than I really can afford. In jail cause I can't pay the mother. Held back in life because I'm a color.
Yep.
Now this is just a little summary of us. But y'all think it's some of me? The whole of America, your face, but trust. Nobody gives a fuck about
together you guys. Smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Ice Cube. All right. speaking to us, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, 347-826-7435. Now, my main man, Taj Malik, is in the last chat talking about one of my heroes, Castro. in the 638 ways to kill Castro, Channel 4 documentary broadcast in the United Kingdom, telling the story about the numerous attempts. Well, we won't use the word numerous. We'll use the word plethora of ways that the CIA tried to assassinate Castro. I mean, I'm guessing every year that he was in power, they tried to kill him. I don't think there's a number high enough, you know. It's amazing that you have that kind of stuff that happens. Speaking of which, my main man, what's happening?
Yo, what up, man? What up? I'm good. Man, I just said, you know what, let me call in and add this to the table here. Man, I looked at this documentary, 630 Ways to Kill Castro, and I posted in your chat there of all the presidential authorizations to assassinate Castro. And if you look, going all the way up from Eisenhower to Bill Clinton, man, right, these people were out of their damn mind. I mean, this is past obsession. It's like, damn, we didn't kill him after the 10th time? Okay. I mean, when you look at Richard Nixon, authorized 100. Ronald Reagan did 197. He authorized.
Right.
I mean, that's like.
Hello? Reagan did what? 197, Nixon 184. I mean, it's like, damn. I mean, it's like, did he say something about their mama or something?
I mean, it's like ridiculous. I'm just like, tried to methodically kill this man at least 638. These are the documented ways.
Right.
That's they did it. So you can imagine there are some other ways that it's not recorded.
Right.
And those people, if you look at that documentary, they got the Cuban people there and from Florida.
Yeah, you're talking about
them.
Right?
Huh?
Those people celebrating.
It's crazy, man. I said I saw that documentary. I mean, if you want to spend a good hour of your life learning how deranged the people that we call presidents and the government leaders are over Cuba, then just look at that documentary. They did everything from putting bombs in his cigar. They found out that he liked to scuba dive. So they planted off the coast of Cuba in the clam shells, in the seashells. They colored them and planted bombs and put them underneath the water where he goes scuba diving, hoping that he would see one, it would catch his eye, and he would go pick it up and then blow him up. Yeah, it was like, You look at the shit, you would just be like, these motherfuckers crazy, man.
I mean, think of all the Cuban kids they probably killed. Like, oh, this is pretty rock.
And you know, all on the news, they were saying how bad Castro was and oppressing the people. And then I think I put on my Facebook link, I sent the interview from the BBC where the lady was basically saying, hey, it has the highest literacy rate in all of the Caribbean, It produces
right.
more doctors per. You know what I mean? She went down the whole list. It's like, yeah, I'm like, where is all of this stuff where he's supposed to really has been a bad leader
right.
for Cuba? Where is that coming from?
You know why he was a bad leader? Because they actually were educated. Like, damn, they can read. Hey, smart. They have doctors. Because they're that same thing. They were talking about how the different African countries, he actually sent doctors and aides and people that
right.
could actually help.
And let me add this too. When the racist regime of South Africa, the apartheid government, tried to invade Angola, Cuba sent 25,000 Cuban troops to fight against the racist regime of South Africa. That right there is enough.
Right.
I mean, if you don't say any other thing, he committed the lives of his Cuban people to fight racist whites in South Africa. That enough is said.
Oh, well. Let's just put it like this. He sent them, but they didn't bitch about it. You know, you always hear these people talking about, oh, we support the troops. Then the troops go over there, and they're like, yeah, that's bullshit. You didn't hear that from them troops. It's like they were fighting for freedom, helping oppressed people in another country like they defended their own people who were
right.
oppressed by. How bad was that regime that Castro overthrew in the
right.
first place?
And he's one of the first people that when Mandela was released from prison that he came and saw. I mean, when he came to Harlem, New York, he spoke. He stayed in the Harlem, the black side, the black hotel. He was embraced by black people. He's met all the damn near leaders from Malcolm X to Thomas Sankara. I mean, like, I'm like, man, this media is really a powerful instrument to keep people. It can turn your enemy into your friend and your friend into your enemy.
Well, we know them all as enemy. I mean, at my weekly Groundhog Day. Well, every show Groundhog Day. LAPD officers who fatally shot the homeless man on Skid Row were legally justified, the DA says. Charlie Kune, who was the homeless man who was shot and killed by the police on Skid Row, prosecutors concluded that the LAPD officers were legally justified in shooting him.
Yeah, that. I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, these people are not, unless you got red, I mean, even video footage is not enough, but unless you got, let's just take it like this. Unless you got an eyewitness account from a white person. See, we got to go back to Jim Crow laws, where there is no black that can convict the white of any crime. No. Unless
right.
a white person is there. So I'm trying to provide a solution now. Let's get a white person to be eyewitness as best as we can to all of these things, and I think we will get some level of justice better before we take it to the last stage.
All right, so you going to hold your breath and wait on that white person to come up?
Well, you know, you always got them liberals that want to come and be part of the struggle. And
right.
you met them when you seen them. Remember the one
right.
White chick that tried to come and join our organization?
Right. But usually they get shot and killed.
Yeah.
But I do have one last thing here. Michigan, Flint. You know, Michigan is fighting a court order to provide water to Flint, right? There was a federal judge on November 10th, Justice Judge David M. Lawson. He called for the state and city officials to deliver bottled water to all Flint homes unless residents decline it, which we know nobody's going to decline it, right? So the state appealed that ruling the next week on November 17th, calling the ordered water distribution a Herculean effort that would be on the magnitude of a large-scale military operation and extremely costly. The state estimates that it would spend at least $10.5 million monthly to carry it out and is seeking an emergency motion to block the order. Now,
of course.
Because
at the end of the day,
they don't want you to get clean water. They won't fix the water, but they won't provide a solution. Just, hey, give them bottled water. Like, I can't shower with bottled water. I mean, it's the funniest shit ever, because we're talking about you're fighting over treating people the way they're supposed to be treated. Like, hell no.
Well, and then what I'm saying is, where is all these so-called black leaders? You know, at the end of the day, something as significant as the polluted water of Flint, we would still muster more people for police shooting than we would for something as more overwhelming in its effect than this water. Where is all these people at? I mean, they should have never stopped protesting. This is what white people do. They wait for us to get mad. They say, give them a month, maybe give them 2 months max, and then they're going to go back into accepting their role in America. So this Flint thing should still be at the forefront of the news. Of everything that we're seeing.
It's the number one issue.
And it's I don't mean to cut you off, but going back to your thing about the court order, so what was it? They're going to give them one bottle of water a day? how many bottles of water do you get? Like, okay, here's your bottle of water today. I don't want to see you until tomorrow.
Right.
You be like, hey, Junior, slow down on that water, man. You know you ain't getting no another bottle of water to mama, I'm thirsty. No, hey, just drink a capful.
Right. Coca-Cola is it. Or you taking a shower and Sprite, right?
Hey, no, don't waste that. I got to take a shower. Look, I got to take a shower.
Right. Hey, man, thank you for calling. We're going to have to do this again.
All right, man. All right, peace out.
Right. And you see, this is what we're dealing with. And like you said, where is the leadership on that? You talking about how we need to Black Lives Matter? Well, hey. If I can't take a shower, what does that lead to? Disease. I mean, all of Europe died from, like, the so-called Black Death, right? Because they were just funky. They didn't bathe, whatnot. I'm just saying. Sound kind of suspicious. But it ain't even suspicious. It's just downright wrong. And on that note, I want to thank my main man, Taj Malik, for coming in. This is another Smooth Drama production. I'm Mr. F the N-Word. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
Smooth Drama.